Maggie Dawn, you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Professor Schwaber for being with us for over an hour. And what we're talking about, it is real time happening as we speak today. Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. struck another small boat off the waters of Venezuela. The Republican president said Tuesday in a post on social media, this is according to reporting by AP, that six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike. This is the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean as the Trump administration continues to assert without evidence, without subjecting its factual claims to any review by Congress or any court or any international body of law, that it is treating drug traffickers, as unlawful combatants. Again, that's garbage. Being a criminal doesn't mean that you are actively engaged in a military conflict with the United States of America. So again, thank you to Professor Schwaber. I want to move on now to an update on the shutdown. We are learning, of course, over the course of the last few days that Russell Vogt, one of the primary architects of Project 2025, is firing thousands of federal workers. You know, this is, of course, on top of the DOGE cuts seemingly at random. But what's incredibly interesting about this particular moment is that the president has a for Charlie Kirk. So I think we need, again, to check ourselves, remember what we're talking about, the things that people have said, and go into this with clear eyes. And let's just start with, you know, the things that Donald Trump has said. I would challenge anyone here, especially if you're a Christian, which means you believe in the word of Jesus Christ as the Lord and our Savior, the Son of God, you believe in the New Testament, please, can you point me to the parts in the New Testament when Christ denigrates and uses bigoted language to talk about immigrants and poor people? I'd really, really like that biblical citation because it doesn't exist. And yet, evangelicals support Donald Trump, who repeats lie after lie after lie and uses phrases that were used and promoted and part of the propaganda machine of Nazis in Germany. Here's Donald Trump lying about immigrants.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating.
Yeah, that's a lie.
They're
okay, eating
the pets.
It's not only insane, it's despicable, it's racist, it's bigoted, it's fear-mongering. Again, please give me some New Testament citations. And of course, here's Donald Trump using Nazi rhetoric about immigrants.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done. They poison mental institutions and prisons all over the world, not just in South America, not just the three or four countries.
I mean, shame
about,
on this guy.
But all over the world.
Yeah, but, hey, Donald, where was it that Jesus Christ talked about poisoning the blood when he was referring to poor people or immigrants? Yeah, well, right. It doesn't exist. But let's remember, you know, of all conservative Republican heroes, perhaps none until this guy venerated as much as Ronald Reagan. And yet, this is what Ronald Reagan had to say back in 1985 when he signed the Reform and Control Act and gave amnesty to nearly 3 million immigrants when he signed it. Listen to what Reagan said about immigrants.
Our objective is only to establish a reasonable, fair, orderly, and secure system of immigration into this country and not to discriminate in any way against particular nations or people.
So no fly list, no admittance list from Reagan, but Trump does that. And speaking of Charlie Kirk, let us not forget the vile things that this man has said. I'm not going to listen to the whole thing because it's far too long, but just a quick refresher. Listen here.
Saying we're going to just raise tax on the billionaires, that statement, you just violated 2 out of the 10 commandments.
That's not true.
Thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet.
How
we're
going to
take
stealing?
Other people's money.
How is that stealing?
Because it's their money.
We live in a society that is run by taxes. How is that stealing?
Well, taxations are a form of theft, definitionally, because it's not
the
government's money.
Oh, my gosh.
It is private property.
Okay,
that
wrap
you-
this. Not quite the Kirk sound I was going for, but let me talk about this, okay? Christianity and what Jesus taught is not compatible with prosperity theology, which is the idea that if you are rich, it's because you're good, and if you're poor, it's because you're sinful and bad. Okay, but that's been the underlying tenet. So that's Charlie Kirk saying it is literally a sin to tax wealthy people. Mark 12, 17, then Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Or this theologian, was the earth made, this is a theologian by the name of Gerard Winstanley, was the earth made to preserve a few covetous, proud men to live at ease and for them to bag and burn up the treasures of the earth from others that these may beg or starve in a fruitful land? Or was it made to preserve all children? Or this Catholic saint, Saint Basil the Great, the bread which you do not use is the bread of the hungry. The garment hanging in your wardrobe is the garment of him who is naked. The shoes you do not wear are the shoes of the one who is barefoot. The money that you keep locked away is the money of the poor. The acts of charity that you do not perform are so many injustices that you commit. So on top of the racism and the bigotry and the misogyny, we are hearing in modern day Republicanism this idea that it is against God to tax rich people. Why? Because poor people are bad, morally suspect, they're takers, they're freeloaders. That is morally objectionable. That idea. It is directly contrary to what Jesus says over and over and over again in the Bible. And let's take a listen. We're going to go to Cut 98, Cal. This is Pope Leo. He was asked a question, you'll hear it, I believe, by a journalist about Senator Dick Durbin and his pro-choice stance. But the Pope addresses immigrants and the poor and those in need. Let's take a listen.
I just wanted to ask one thing that has become a bit of a divisive subject in the U.S. right now, with Cardinal Supich giving an award to Senator Durbin. Some people of faith are having a hard time with understanding this because he is pro, he's for legalized abortion. How would you help people of faith right now decipher that, feel about that, and how do you feel about that?
I'm not terribly familiar with the particular case. I think that it's very important to look at the overall work that a senator has done during, if I'm not mistaken, 40 years of service in the United States Senate. I understand the difficulty and the tensions, but I think, as I myself have spoken in the past, to look at many issues that are related to what is the teaching of the church. Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. So someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States, I don't know if that's pro-life. So they're very complex issues. I don't know if anyone has all the truth on them, but I would ask first and foremost that there be greater respect for one another and that we search together, both as human beings, in that case as American citizens or citizens of the state of Illinois, as well as Catholics, to say we need to, you know, really look closely at all of these ethical issues and to find the way forward as church. Church teaching on each one of those issues is very clear.
Yeah, it's very clear. Except to Charlie Kirk, except to Donald Trump, except to apparently evangelicals, except to all of the people that vote for Donald Trump and claim him as some sort of religious martyr. The same about Kirk. And let's be clear about this. The United States was not founded as a Christian nation. And there's a pretty obvious reason for this, by the way. America wanted freedom from Britain. Because in Britain, they had kings who kept their power by genetic lineage and asserted their right to govern, not based on rationality or better policies or their service to their subjects, but based on divinity, the divine right of kings. I am, therefore, I govern and control because of my bloodline, was selected by God. Inherent within the founders was this idea that we can't be a Christian nation because that belief they had seen over and over and over again was perverted to incredible human suffering. The Inquisition, of course, the Crusades, and indeed the oppression they felt from the King of England. So yeah, America's not a Christian nation. It was never founded to be that way. One of the favorite things that I hear from righties about that is, oh, well, in the Constitution, they talk about in the year of our Lord, Anno Domini. That is so stupid. It's basically like saying when First Nation people, Native Americans, learned to speak English so that they could talk with the Puritans and settlers, that they, by speaking English, agreed to have their land stripped from them and be massacred because they, you know, could speak English. It's just the way that years were cited back then. But reading the actual Constitution makes it pretty clear. Article 6, Clause 3, you cannot have a religious test for those holding office. Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, put first in the Bill of Rights that the state shall make no law establishing religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And he said very clearly that the separation of church and state is to keep these from these shores the ceaseless strife that has soaked the soil of Europe in blood for centuries, right? Exactly what I was saying. Look at our other founders. George Washington warned that the government of the United States should be free from the influence of clergy. Thomas Paine was hostile to Christianity and religious institutions. Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin were deists, but not defined Christians. He just believed in a creator, but not a personal interventionist God that picks winners and losers. Jefferson even wrote his own version of the Bible, for crying out loud. He omitted sort of the miraculous and the fantastical and all the supernatural elements to just focus on the moral teachings of Jesus. Now, of course, some of our founders were devout Christians, but many were not. Most were Enlightenment, free thinkers, rationalists who had private beliefs that differed from Christianity. And oh, by the way, lest we forget about the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli, which went into effect on June 10th, 1797, was passed unanimously without debate by Congress on June 7th, that said this: the government of the United States is in no sense founded on the Christian religion. When we come back, I continue debunking the mythology of prosperity theology and the claim to Christianity by those like Charlie Kirk and Donald Trump as the falsehood, as the false God that it is. Idolatry, not Christianity, when we come back.